Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Everybody, my name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies!
Before the show, I was talking to the club's manager about whether or not we could set up a microphone to mic the audience, and you guys just made me realize that was unnecessary. I'm sure you'll be heard. Coming to you once again from Go Bananas, B-A-N-A-N-A-S, in Cincinnati, Ohio! It's Saturday, October 17th, 2015. Let me see your name tag, Cincy. I bet you got some good ones. Oh, some big ones. Oh, no. Who Potter? What does that say?
Paula
Potter? Instead of Harry Potter, you've got a big standee, and you put your face over Harry Potter's. You left Hermione and Ron Weasley alone, as they should be left. What does that say at the bottom? It's hard for me to read it. Beckaroo Bonsai? And you put my face over, whose face was that? Peter Weller, and then there's Lithgow and Barkin. That's why you asked me on Twitter today if John Lithgow was going to be a guest. hate to break it to you, but couldn't get Lithgow to come to Cincy for some reason. I was like, but the chili! Good reason to come. I can't, there's like a pencil drawing. It looks like... looks like Back to the Future or something, but it's like, I can't even really tell what, make it out. It's Jack to the Future. That's an interesting approach. Yeah, color it in next time. It's good to make your name tag visible to the human eye. Like Paula Blart over here. She put lights all around hers. Well, great job, everybody. It's lots of name tags for my guests to choose from. It's not going to be easy for them. And Paula Blart, do you enjoy the program? Do you listen?
I do.
Do you have a name for Last Man Stanton?
I do.
You do? Okay, I'm going to come back to you later because you made such a good name tag. Los Angeles, Doug Loves Movies returns to Meltdown Comics Thursday. I'm doing stand-up in Denver at Comedy Works on Sunday, October 25th at 4:20, and Tampa on Thursday, October 29th at 8 o'clock. DougLovesMovies.com for more deets, other dates, and links. DougLovesMovies.com. For everybody that's here today, you know, I say there's a great pub next door called McLeavy's that is very nice to me and all of my friends. And let's have the meet and greet over there after this show is over. Let's just all go to McLeavy's. It used to be called Sneaky Pete's, which I prefer as a name of a place. But it's still the same place, and it's awesome that it's tucked away next to Go Bananas in the back of this weird housing mall. Hey, I'm going to go in this house over here to get my dog groomed while you go in that house over there and have some Japanese food. I'll be in the pub house. From the corrections department, Sean Connery was in A Bridge Too Far, and Paul Rudd was not in Muppets Most Wanted. Always glad to clear that stuff up. Let's look in the prize bag. It's a Gap bag, because Gap is one of the stores that makes bags with those nice pull strings, so you can put a lot of shit in a bag, and it won't break through. For instance, the new, smaller, and improved Schmoovie. Much easier. Still not as small as I'd hoped, but it's much easier for me to get around with. Copy of Promotional Tool, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. I think it's an extra big one. Oh, this is fun. I won this today at Kings Island. A little bunny rabbit. It's very cute. They have lots of Halloween decorations up everywhere, and I saw a giant spider, and so I put the little rabbit right in front of the giant spider and took a picture of it. So look for that on Instagram. We got a Meditainer, which is a cup that you can put your weed in, but it's also a grinder. So that's nice. Fuck Schmoovie, I want a Meditainer. I was somewhere yesterday where they gave me an Otis Spunkmeyer cookie, and I don't eat anything with the name Spunkmeyer on it. So I'm passing that along. And a white wristband that doesn't do anything that I got at the Taylor Swift concert. During the concert, it lights up different colors, and the whole audience all lights up the same color if you're all wearing your wristband, but now it doesn't do anything. So I thought I'd throw it in the bag. So you can put it on and dance around and shake it off and pretend that you're at the show and your wristband doesn't work. Let's get my guests out here, three comics that are in the area, mostly because I asked them to be, and... couldn't be happier about it. Let's give a big warm welcome to Jacob Siroff, Emma Arnold, and Jeff Tate.
They stood up.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I guess they got real excited when they heard your names. They know it's going to be a fun show with you guys. A lot of the folks here were at the Thursday night comedy show, and you got to see Jacob Siroff on that show, right? A couple of you. That was fun, right? That was a good time. But let's start on the other end. Emma Arnold is here, everybody. She's in the middle. I know. First time guest on the show, currently out on tour with one of the other panelists on this stage. How you feeling about this, Emma?
Good. I was a little nervous, but I talked to my son earlier, and he's a big fan of the show, and he said that if I get stumped on anything, I should just turn to you and be like, I understand how movies work, Doug.
That's his go-to for getting out of a awkward situation, like not being able to name a Tom Hanks movie?
Yeah.
To just go, I know how movies work, Doug.
I know how movies work,
Doug. Yeah, sometimes Tom Hanks is in them, sometimes he's not. That's how movies work.
That's how they work. And that's Jeff Tate, everybody. Cincinnati phenom.
Hey, everybody.
Doug loves movies favorite. He's on tour. He's a settle down, sir, or weird lady. He's on tour right now with Emma Arnold. I hear she's terrific.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
you
holy
guys,
shit.
You guys are on a tour. It's going to be huge.
That just got super loud. What happened?
What? Your mic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because we're trying to record the audience through your mic.
Oh. Well, that's a bad idea. Just make sure you share. I'm loud as shit.
Just when they're laughing at something you say, just hold it out. Like
yeah.
Oh, no. I've created a monster after every lame joke.
I didn't know how dumb I was until I went
Anybody
on tour with Emma. Turns out I'm real dumb.
Oh, she's telling you how dumb you are all the time?
No, not like a mean way. Like, there are things I don't know that might be problematic. Like, I just found out caramel doesn't come out of trees.
Like, and now I want to know how that might be problematic. What's a serious situation where you need to know where caramel comes from?
It's not that one is. It's that I thought caramel came out of trees, so what the fuck else do I not know?
CPR, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's where you push them over a chair, right?
Yeah, just bend them over a chair and kick them in the ass until they spit it out.
Yeah.
And the whole time yelling, what's wrong with you?
Speak English.
Yeah, don't choke on my watch, you asshole. I'm trying to manage an Olive Garden here.
One time when I was waiting tables, a girl started choking on a chocolate milk or something. Like, she just got wrong pipe, so she coughed a little bit. And another server came by and, like, pulled her out of the chair and started giving her the Heimlich. And the whole time, me and her dad were like, it's the wrong pipe. Don't do that. That's weird. That's weird and insane. And he was like, no, I got this. So we're like, okay, I'll go get the manager right now because I'm sure you're both going to complain.
Well, it sounds like you know a lot more than you think you do. Jacob. Jacob likes roller coasters, and so do I. And we went to Kings Island today and had ourselves only one person cares in the audience. You guys are over Kings Island?
Yeah, you're over it?
We're used to it.
It's just I'm from California. We don't put chili on spaghetti then ride roller coasters. That's a dumb idea where I come from. We don't do that.
But we made it through it okay.
We made it. The chili stayed inside.
I had a Coney, and I got through. Went on the Banshee after having a Coney, and did okay. What's that one ride? Introvert. That's where you just sit in a corner and people leave you alone. The names are also vague and hard to understand why that particular ride has that name.
Did you ride Conundrum?
I don't even think that's a ride there.
That's what they want you to believe.
I think you're thinking of... Are you thinking of Delirium?
I'm not thinking of anything.
You're right, Jeff. You were dumb. There's stuff you don't know. Did you have a favorite ride, Jacob?
Yeah, the one we did twice. What was that one?
Oh, that was...
The Firehawk?
Yes, Firehawk. Yeah. That's where you're laid flat out. And then the whole time you're just like, please don't let me go.
And then at the end, there's like that chili bath where they throw the chili and spaghetti on you.
That doesn't happen. Why don't you
that
like
sounds like you were at Americana. I never get to make local references. I feel like Sean Jordan.
I didn't get either of those references.
Or Mark Wahlberg in Boston. What were you saying about why don't you like the Firehawk?
I think because they said it sucks.
But why? Oh, it breaks down all the time. Well, but when it's
that doesn't make it not fun when you're on it. Yeah.
Yeah, when it's working, it's pretty fun. Oh, that bus I go to on work, it sucks. It broke down. What? The Beast is the best.
What? Hey, I like
I like Diamondback a lot. That was the first ride of the day. Yeah, it's a good time. Well, we're not here to debate roller coasters. Yeah, you don't like it because it's broken.
Just go back tomorrow. Stop blaming the ride.
It's broken every time I go.
Maybe it's a trick they're playing on you.
I tell you, they could do that. They could just build something that looks scary as fuck and just have it be broken all the time. People just keep going back. I hope it's open today. I heard that ride crack pipe is going to be open. What'd you bring for the prize bag, Jacob?
I brought Chipotle, caramel, and pumpkin seed popcorn, which they sell at the hotel lobby. I left the price tag on to let you know I actually spent money on it.
And, yeah, $4.
Yeah, it's a good, we had some.
It's tasty.
It's very delicious.
It's very delicious.
Because everybody knows Chipotle and caramel go together with pumpkin seeds. Kind
of
like.
It's artisan popcorn. And we should give the, I guess the name of the company is 479
degrees. Which is not a thing. That's too many degrees.
Yeah, that's.
There's not enough.
Oh shit, it's too hot.
You're supposed to put chili on those chips on that popcorn, dude.
Emma, what do you got for the old prize bag?
I have a couple of things, and mine is kind of like a homemade mom thing. I made a bag, a Doug Loves Movies bag.
Oh, that's delightful.
That's very cute. And then I brought some honey from my bees, because I'm a beekeeper, so I brought you some Idaho honey.
You're a beekeeper?
Yeah. Why is that funny?
I don't know. I mean, I think if I met anyone and they were, you know, a professional comedian and beekeeper, I would go, "You're a beekeeper?" I think I'd throw that in there. I wasn't trying to be sexist or anything.
How are you surprised at that response, Emma? I've said it 7 times. Every other week, "You're a beekeeper?"
Third generation,
beekeeper.
It's hereditary. It's hereditary.
And I brought an Idaho cookie cutter because I'm
Idaho shaped cookie cutter.
I keep roaches.
Just trying to sweeten that up for you, Jacob.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks. I thought I deserved more.
It didn't. It was a gift. They just gave it to you.
What else, Emma? You're going crazy over there.
I brought Idaho Spud candies.
All right. So we got a little taste of Idaho.
Okay. And
you can go home with this prize bag and have your own private Idaho. You know I love movie references. And Jeff, what do you have for the bag? You could put it in Emma's bag. This is a two-bag night.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got a denim on denim shirt. Yeah. D on D. It's got a picture of me and then some hot lady I never met. It's Photoshop. But she's like, if you're a hot lady, look how much fun she's having grabbing my ass. Right?
Yeah, grabbing she Jeff's ass is fun.
She's having a great time. I don't know why you guys are missing out.
Do you want people to grab your ass? Is that...
Hot ladies, Jacob.
Really? Hot ladies grabbing...
And I brought a
hot
tour
ladies
shirt.
Only, like these two in the front row. I'm sorry, sir.
That guy looks
He's
like...
He's got beautiful long hair.
That guy, like, you seem cool, man, but this is going to be a burn, so brace
Get
yourself.
Ready. Right? He looks like he has a good sense of humor.
Yeah, he looks like if Vince Neil gave up more than he already did.
Yeah.
I'd still hit it. I'd hit it.
Brought the tour shirt right there. And it's got me and Emma drawn on there, like Chewbacca and Han Solo for our tour. And there is one thing down here, right? Stitch kit. Yeah, a stitch kit for speakersilence.org. That's the organization that we try to help out. It's a nonprofit that finds counselors for adult survivors of child abuse and child sex abuse for free. They find the counselors for free. So if we just try to bring
that's nice.
Awareness for that. Oh.
Jacob and I are trying to find... Oh, sorry. I apologize for talking.
I forgot that there was a poster.
There's another thing. Yeah. All right, great.
But you got the popcorn, right? You got the popcorn?
I did.
Okay.
I left my hotel too fast this morning to buy anything at the pantry. I'm very sorry to have disappointed the room.
Jacob and I are trying to find a group to support the fact that we're adult survivors of goosebumps. We saw...
Yeah, that movie molested our brains.
We saw the Goosebumps movie yesterday, and turns out, I don't even think it's for kids. I think it's for no one.
It's for Jack Black's kids. That's who it's for.
Oh, I love Jack, but yeah, it's... I don't know. It has some stuff in it that's kind of cool. Has some creatures that are all right. What else we saw? Jacob and I saw The Intern yesterday, and Jacob today at the amusement park... he keeps, the more he thinks about it, the more he likes The Intern.
This is heartwarming.
Yeah, right?
It's a heartwarming movie. Vintage Nancy Myers.
Pass down the bag so I have all the prizes in one area. And we'll just throw them right here for our eventual winner. Oh, yeah, and the poster, too. That is pretty cool how you have, they look like Han Solo and Chewbacca. The listeners can guess which one is which. But it's the Make the Rounds tour, and let's just plug a couple of specific dates that are coming up here. On September 17th, they'll be in Philadelphia. All joking aside, November 8th, Dayton, Ohio. That's a 40-minute drive from here.
Yeah, Wiley's.
Yeah, we got some people came in from Dayton to see the show today. November 11th, Nashville. November 12th, Memphis. And November 18th, Louisville. That's enough.
Yeah.
And Louisville. 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 That's why I haven't performed there in a while. I call up my travel agent. I'm going to go to Louisville.
Maybe it's... It's pronounced Versailles.
What else have you seen lately, Jacob, besides the two movies you and I saw together yesterday?
I haven't been in the theaters for a while. I think what
or, you know, on any device or whatever, do you just watch the Star Wars prequels over and over again?
Yeah, pretty much that. Boo, I love it. Boo.
What's your kid's favorite movie that you watch with them?
The kid's favorite movie, probably, my son is obsessed with all the Spy Kids films.
Interesting.
He watches them on repeat, yeah, just on Netflix. He just cycles through the Spy Kids. He's done it forwards, backwards,
every other.
Yeah, no, it's not that good.
Why?
Because you gotta watch, because I have to watch the Spy Kids.
They have good parts, don't they?
Yeah, they have good parts, and the girl gets kind of hot.
Like sexy adult actors. But oh, no.
The girl, by the last one, she's actually pretty hot.
Yo, and she's Alexa Vega, she's hot, period. She's hot. She's got a hot period.
Well, that's a weird thing. That's weird. When you have kids, you get to watch. She's like, I remember I had to watch Selena Gomez and Miley Cyrus, and these people turn into sluts.
Yeah.
When they were like these cute little kids.
They grow up into full-blown adult sluts, yeah.
And they were
nice.
Like, yeah, it's like a preview for my own kids.
But the other Spy Kid, Daryl Sabara, he came on Getting Dug with High recently and smoked weed. And that was interesting to smoke with a Spy Kid. Yeah, once you're a Spy Kid, your life is it's going to get pretty boring when you get kicked out.
Of the Spy Kids.
But don't they become, isn't that premise of those movies that they become adult spies?
Like, they do.
And then they have kids and they're Spy Kids.
Well, it's like their nieces or nephews or something in the fourth one, but they were connected. But I remember it had the smell-o-vision. I took my daughter to see it. And they had baby dirty diaper smell.
Was it accurate?
Yes.
Ugh.
Are you guys still talking about Spy Kids?
Yeah, man. Would you rather discuss Shark Boy and Lava Girl? Or
no. No, I wouldn't.
What was the last movie you saw, Emma?
The last thing I saw in the theater was with my kids, and we went and saw San Andreas at the Dollar Movie.
That's pretty wise all around. Just spend $3 to teach your kids about earthquake preparedness.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone knows how to prepare for an earthquake. Number one, have your own helicopter.
Yeah, if The Rock is your dad and he has a helicopter and he's in charge of rescuing people, just assume he's going to come find you first.
Yeah.
And not give a shit about anybody else.
Well, that was a little, it was a little much for us, actually, because my ex is a helicopter pilot, and my name is Emma, and my kids were like, oh, okay. It was a little, sorry, I didn't mean to kill the room with that.
His wife's name was Emma in the movie?
What, you forgot?
The ex-wife's name was
I like how you just assume everybody knows the characters' names in San Andreas.
Did everybody see San Andreas?
No one saw San Andreas. Oh. I did.
Everybody's waiting for it to show up at the less than a dollar theater.
They'll watch it if it's just being shown on the side of a barn somewhere. And that's just for the experience. I ain't ever seen a movie on a barn before. I love San Andreas. 4 stars. I'm a big fan. The Rock is awesome. Helicopters are cool.
I didn't hate it. I thought it was a lot of fun, actually. But it wasn't worth more than a dollar.
I paid full price opening night. I dressed up like an earthquake. Like I had a 9-button suit. Purple. I dressed up like an earthquake. That was a coincidence, though. It was a Friday night. I was just dressed up.
All right. Well, is that really the last movie you saw, though? Is that your answer to the question?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Wait, no, Jeff.
No, you saw that.
I'm talking to Jeff now.
Oh, no, I saw The Martian. I saw The Martian, too. I'm
sorry. Now, Jeff told me that he really put you through some, vigorous, rigorous training.
He did.
To be here today.
Well,
and
I forgot.
You forgot to tell her to know the latest movie she saw?
Yeah, man, you know how when you explain something, you always leave one thing out? I forgot to be like, sometimes Doug will ask you something. And you just have to
He'll
ask
you a real gotcha question. Because he likes to trip everybody up. Did you like The Martian?
I did. I liked it. My boyfriend is a physicist and an engineer, and he usually, during space movies like that, does a lot of angry math whispering to me. And he didn't do any angry math whispering. He felt like it was pretty sound.
You thought it was all accurate?
He was like, the engineering's okay in this. That's what he...
Is that how you pick movies? Okay. Do you read the synopsis until you find something that's really close to home?
Is Yulee's Gold your favorite movie?
Does My Girl give you nightmares? She has serious and strong scientific opinions on B-movie.
I do. I have a lot to say on the B-movie.
Well,
bees don't talk.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
And if they did, they wouldn't sound like Jerry Seinfeld.
No, it should be all female bees. There should be no male. It shouldn't be, the main character shouldn't be male bees.
That won't work! It's my movie. I gotta be in it.
Just be another dude, Jerry. You wrote the motherfucker.
I can't play a lady bee.
Yeah, he could barely be Jerry Seinfeld on that show.
All right. Well, let's not be insulting about.
I was talking season one only.
Guy would like to get on the show sometime. I mean. But yeah, what's your answer, Jeff? Do you have an answer?
The last movie I saw was The Perfect Guy.
Wait, with me?
Yeah.
Jesus, what have you been doing all this time?
Well, I'm
just traveling town to town?
Yeah, I forgot to build in movie theater time in this tour.
But so you don't watch movies on your devices? You'd rather read a book?
Well, yeah, there was a new... First of all, there was a new Read Your Book came out. It's fucking dope. It's called Make Me. The end is super brutal.
It's called Make Me?
Yeah, it's Make Me. Yeah.
Whoa.
Is
that his response every time somebody...
Yeah, yeah. They're like, you got to get out of this town. And he's like, make me. Like, Jack Reacher is a bit petulant, but he's also rad. So, yeah, I spent a little free time reading that Reacher book. Not much, because I'm a good reader. I'm a real strong reader.
How many Reacher books are there?
18.
So Tom Cruise can't keep playing him because Jack Reacher's not supposed to be 60, right?
No. I assume they're going to start rotating him.
I think the guy from The Guest should play Jack Reacher after Tom retires from the
I think they should get the kid from Spy Kids.
Good thinking.
I think it should be The Rock. I think The Rock should
remake
every
movie. You're not understanding my point, Jeff, that Jack Reacher should be younger.
Oh.
And not rock-aged.
Oh, you're right. You know who should be Jack Reacher? Me. I want to play Jack Reacher in a movie.
All right, let's campaign for that.
Also, I saw The Fifth Element on one of my devices.
Revisited it, I assume, not the first time?
Yeah, no, I revisited it.
Right.
I've seen it before. It's good. I like it. Four stars.
How do you, what do you do during the Chris Tucker scenes?
I just laugh.
You
man.
Enjoy
Ruby
that
Rod.
Character? You
yeah.
enjoy that?
Ruby Rod is dope. I bought a Ruby Rod action figure.
Can I borrow it and murder it?
No, it's Ruby Rod. It ain't Chris Tucker from Jackie Brown.
I'd put either of them in a trunk. Now's my show where I say, let the games begin. Lady and gentlemen, pick your name tags. While they do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Hey, 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 today's episode is brought to you in part by Tribeca Shortlist. Do you stream movies online? Isn't it time you found something that's actually worth watching? Stop searching through an endless list of cheesy rom-coms and sequels that should never been made and start watching great movies on Tribeca Shortlist. Emphasizing quality over quantity, Tribeca Shortlist provides unlimited access to a hand-picked catalog of movies for less than the cost of a movie ticket. Watch personal on-camera recommendations from experts in the movie business and find their picks on Tribeca Shortlist. We're talking about movies like Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? I bet you might not know. Swingers! Vince Vaughn and Jon Favreau classic. Rocky, the original Rocky. Run up those steps, dude. Finding a movie shouldn't take longer than watching a movie. Find a movie worth watching the first time and every time on Tribeca Shortlist. Need another suggestion? Drugstore Cowboy from acclaimed director Gus Van Sant, with performances by Matt Dillon and William Burroughs. In celebration of their recent launch, Tribeca Shortlist would like to invite all Doug Loves Movies listeners to enjoy 15% off this awesome new movie streaming service. That's just $4.99 per month. Visit TribecaShortlist.com and enter the promo code Doug in all caps to get your first month free. Remember, that's TribecaShortlist.com, promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, in all caps. Today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at DraftKings. Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, there are no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. This means you could turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. I keep telling you guys, this isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code MOVIE and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest, where first place takes home $100,000. Enter movie for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! Yes, who are you playing for, Jacob?
I'm playing for, it's not the greatest sign, I gotta say, but it says, but he had a Jedi robot. I picked him for the costume, made a whole thing on. It says, The Empire Strikes Black, but it's kind of fortuitous, because if anyone's seen my act, I do a lot of racial stuff. I don't know if that's what he means by it, or
I
maybe
think
his
Black
name's
is
Black.
His last his name.
I would hope so, or he's just, okay.
What's your first name? Tony Black.
Tony Black.
That's a pretty that's, cool name.
Sounds like a Jack Reacher kind of situation.
Yeah. But look at the shithead on the back. Don't say it out loud. But
I saw it.
You hurt Jacob's feelings with that one.
Is he a fan?
He loves Star Wars top to bottom. He's not against the prequels. Yeah, talk to him about it after the show.
Oh, yeah, and this idiot don't like our chili. He's the guy that don't like our chili.
I like the chili. I just don't think it's a good idea before roller coasters with spaghetti and like 4 pounds of cheese. It doesn't even melt because it can't touch the chili.
He did eat it up though. He was like, I want the 5-way.
The minute we got here, I've been talking about it, right? I was on a mission to get that since the second we got here.
Yeah. Really, you know, when Jacob and I are opposites. When I come to, like, I've been coming to. It took me like maybe 20 visits to Cincinnati before I finally went, all right, I'll try the chili, and I liked it. It's I like it. It's good. I like it, but. Jacob, this is, you know, his first time coming to town. Where's the chili? I'm going to try that chili I've heard so much about.
You go to Philly, eat the cheesesteaks. You go to Cincinnati, eat the chili. You go to Amsterdam, you get a hooker. And like maybe I think there's weed there also, I've heard.
Hey, Doug, not
no,
all
you go
of
to
us.
Amsterdam, you hide under Anne Frank's bed for a few minutes. Just to feel what that was like.
Doug, not all of us have confidence we're coming back to that town.
Jacob will be back. He's a big hit. Yeah. He's doing great. Emma, what's your name tag situation?
I picked Lisa Marie T, the extraterrestrial in her adventure on Earth. I like that.
I like it
your
too.
Face.
And my face and is really on instead of Henry Thomas.
Yeah, I like that.
And E.T. is cloaked like the Unabomber. or E.T.'s going Ghost Protocol that night. Jeff, who you playing for?
Alpha Doug. It's got a bunch of dudes on it, and I'm one of them.
Okay, you found one with your face on it.
Yep.
That always works. It's always a way to get Jeff. This guy has your face on his, though.
Hey, listen, a lot of them had my face on it.
Yeah, let's be honest. But the Alpha Doug is a pretty good...
This one looks like they made it at home and not in their car. So... I've been on the show enough, I can be picky.
All right, well, we're going to start off with a newish game called Cable Billing. Or Comcast Away is another good name for it. And it's, you know...
DirecTV for Vendetta.
Sure. Cable companies, they have the weirdest listings sometimes for who the top two people or who the two people they think they should mention as being in one of the movies on cable. And so I picked some good ones, and I'm going to name two actors that are not really the leads of the movie. Like, for instance, recently I noticed that they listed Owen Wilson and Blythe Danner for Meet the Parents. Starring Ben Stiller and Robert De Niro. You know those guys. Let's not worry about them. I'm more interested in those other characters and their story. So that's the idea. It's just between the panelists on stage, so hopefully nobody in the audience will get too excited and yell out an answer. I'll name two actors, and first person that can name, you can make as many guesses as you want, but just do it into your microphone. The first person to guess is the name of this movie wins this game. What movie, according to my cable provider, features Tyler Perry and Neil Patrick Harris?
Gone Girl.
That was fast. Congratulations, Jacob. The listeners are like, what? I know, Jeff got in there with that. Good job, Jeff. Are you a big fan of that movie or something?
Nope. It was just it's the only movie Tyler Perry's in that I've seen.
Wait a second. You never saw Star Trek? J.J. Abrams' Star Trek?
He's in that movie?
Mm-hmm.
I did see that movie. So I've only seen two movies with Tyler Perry in it.
You've never seen Tyler Perry's...
I've never seen anything...
Social Media?
I've never seen anything that starts with Tyler Perry's something something.
I had to pause there to remember my own joke.
I didn't even see Tyler Perry's Gone Girl. I didn't even...
It was good.
Tyler Perry's good in it.
Yeah.
So is Neil Patrick Harris. Yeah. He gets fucked up good. That's what happens when a gay man gets with a straight woman. She will fucking cut him up in bed. It's not right. How are we doing on time? Looks pretty good. We're about a minute behind. Let's play.
That clock says it's 4.
Did you? Yeah, the Go Bananas clock is a little off these days. And it upsets me because I love the Go Bananas clock, because most comedy clubs you can't just look up and see what time it is so conveniently. So I'll ask the management to fix that. for the next time I do a set here, probably about 8 or 9 months. Jeff, you get to go first in this next game. And did you teach Emma how to play Build a Title?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm ready. We've been practicing.
Jeff gets to lead us off. I'll give you a title. You add another movie title to it. Then we'll go to Emma and then to Jacob. Do you know how this works, Jacob?
I'm not sure if I played this one.
All right. You know, it's like if the first title was Godfather, you could do like, Oh Godfather or Godfather of the Bride.
Of,
you
know, Chucky.
Yeah. We're not going to continue adding to that one. But good job, Jeff. Here's the title. We're going with, we dropped the thes on this game, but we're going to play, since we're here, sort of, since we're here in Montgomery, Cincinnati Kid. The opening title in this build the title is Cincinnati Kid. So you need something that ends in Cincinnati. Or begins with kid.
Original Cincinnati Kid.
Yes! All right, Emma.
Okay.
It needs to end in original or begin with
original
kid.
Cincinnati Kids Are All Right.
Yep. I pre-guessed Kid Stays in the Picture. But Kids Are All Right works too. So you need to come up with one, Jacob, that begins with all right or ends with original.
Ends with original or begins with all right. Do either of those things exist?
Well, you know, I don't.
I don't know how creative I can get with it. Can I do?
Let's see how creative you want to get with it.
Was it Cincinnati Original? How did it go? Original Cincinnati kid. Kids are all the right moves.
Kids are all right moves.
But then I threw a "the" in the middle.
Yeah, that's doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, people are sad.
Well, I challenge people all of them to come up with a movie that begins with "all right."
Stuff. I mean, I know you're new to this, so yeah. What'd you just say?
All right stuff.
Yeah, that works.
All right.
Yeah, because you dropped the right stuff. You did good.
Eh. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Jeff, ends in original. I don't know why I keep saying that, because that can't even be possible. Or begins with stuff.
Thor. Yes.
Thor original. Yeah. Cincinnati kid. Are all right stuff. 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 Emma, you got anything?
Thor original. Cincinnati. Kids are all. The rights.
Kids are all right stuff.
Tough.
Stuff.
Titties.
Stuff titties. Okay, Emma's out.
Kids are original, all the right. Stuff guys don't dance.
Tough guys don't dance. Stuff guys don't dance. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. That's what you were.
Jeff, you got something that starts with dance or ends in Thor?
Labyrinth.
Labyrinth Thor?
Yeah.
No way. No way.
Jeff is like Ken Griffey Jr. in here, man. This is, I don't feel, I feel like an away team.
Yeah, Thor was so perfect in Labyrinth Thor.
I actually kind of agree with the crowd, though.
Cheaty.
I like it.
It's fun, but it's not, that's not how I play this game.
Is Dancehall Junkies, is that a band? Labyrinth.
Okay, so you're sticking with Stuff Guys Don't Dance Labyrinth?
Dance the right moves. No? Dance. Tough Guys Don't Dance on Saturdays. I'm out. Oh, Dances with Wolves.
All right.
Oh, I'm getting the hometown rest today.
Yeah, Wolves or Thor.
Wolves or Thor.
Yeah, kind of a tough life choice. It's like the lady or the door or the tiger. You don't know what's behind that door. Could be a tiger.
And we're still not accepting Labyrinth.
No.
Okay.
I swear to God, if you take Labyrinth when Jacob says it, I will play this game on protest.
How about Arthur? our Thor original Cincinnati kids are all right.
Dude, it's...
Stuff guys don't think.
You're so on the right track, except I will not accept our Thor. But you so could have gotten it, because I would have accepted author.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? That was still a pretty long run. That was pretty good. I guess I have to call Jeff the winner. I can't think of anything that starts with wolves. Is there something like wolves at the door or... Wolves.
Wolves-a-reen.
Wolves of something. Wolves of Wall Street. Wolves.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wolves of Wall Street.
Wolves of Wall Street.
That's the sequel.
That's the next one, yeah. They don't take down just one guy. It's the whole system.
Wolves of Wall Streets.
That was still a pretty good one, though, guys. I'm proud of you. But now, as promised, we have to play... Last Man Stanton. And you guys didn't pick her name tag, even though it lights up real nice. So we're going to go to her, Paula Blart, to name somebody for us to play with. We'll start with Jeff, and then we'll switch the order around. It'll come around to me. I like to play along on this one. And she's going to name an actor or actress with a large resume that everybody's heard of. And we're going to take turns naming movies that person was in. Can't think of one, you're out. What's your suggestion?
Sandra Bullock.
Sandy B. Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. I like it. We'll start with you, Jeff.
While you were sleeping.
That's a good one. As long as we're knocking out her early hits, I'll go with Speed. Jeff.
What?
No, I was just wondering. Did you think that? Did you like my pick?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Jacob, what do you got?
I mean, I'm gonna get the big one off the table. Two If by C.
Yeah. Why would we linger on that one? Two If by C. Okay. Emma?
Miss Congeniality?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Don't act surprised every time I get something right.
Jeff?
The Blind Side.
Yes, of course. The Blind Side. I'm going to go with Love Potion number 9.
I'll go Demolition Man.
Yeah. One of the best Taco Bell commercials ever put on screen. Emma?
Practical Magic.
Whoa. That's a terrific...
Went into the chick vault.
That's a terrific... That's a terrific pull there.
Oh, my God. I just forgot.
Oh, no.
Sandra Bullock is 28 Days.
Yes, 28 Days.
A working title, about a month.
I've always enjoyed watching him in one sitting, 28 Days and 28 Days Later.
The sequel took a dark turn.
I'm going to knock off another obscure one and say Gravity, for which she won the Best Actress Oscar.
I'll go Speed 2.
Hold on. Yeah, dude. You stepped in that one.
Wait.
That's why I haven't tried to do Miss Congeniality too.
I know. I thought Speed 2 was a sequel without a full title, but I'll think of it. Speed 2.
It does, yes. Speed 2, More words.
Speed 2 colon.
Yes. Think about, you know, just think about the movie and
Speed 2.
The cleverest thing you could think of to call.
Speed 2, Jason Patrick's last movie.
No, they
He's
had no
worked
idea.
Since then. He's worked, yeah, how could they know?
They didn't know that was going to be his last movie.
How could they know when they put it out?
So that's not it.
It's not it. Brandon okay. Lee.
Oh!
It's something with Rush in it. Isn't it something with Rush in it? No, that's Jason Patrick had made the movie Rush. That's
yeah.
What is it?
All right, you're out.
Is somebody going to tell me the...
We'll find out when the next person says it out loud or at the end.
Or if you know.
Emma?
Heat?
What?
No, that's full not the title. Name of it. Heat, two lady cops.
Shorter. The Heat is correct. The Heat.
No lady cops, not.
No lady cops. Just heat. Just hot, hot heat.
Was it Speed 2 Charlie's Angels Full Throttle?
Oh, man. If only you had pulled that 10 seconds ago.
Jeff.
Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Mm. Ah. I saw it in the fucking theaters, too. Wasn't that bad, actually.
What?
It wasn't that bad. It was like there was water in it, but it was like the first one, but splashier.
Oh. It's splashier. Speed 2, splashier.
I'm going to say The Proposal.
Ooh, fans.
Emma?
Miss Congeniality 2, Swimsuit Edition. No. Pretty sure.
I cannot accept that as much as I enjoy it.
I think that's what the DVD was called.
Unrated Swimsuit Edition.
Well, the Swimsuit Edition would just be PG-13. Don't say it's unrated and a Swimsuit Edition.
Okay.
We don't need to discuss it. Hope
JF,
Floats.
Oh, Hope Floats. Interesting. Well, as long as we're going to get into those kind of movies, I'm going to say The Lake House. That movie's never gotten that reaction in any setting. Ooh. The Lake House. Ooh la la. Emma's out, so it's just Jeff and me.
A Time to Kill.
Of course! I was trying to think of that fucking one. What's that other one she was in? She was a voice in Minions. Yeah, settle down. Don't you yell at me from your comfy booth in the back. Clouds your mind when you're in the booth in the back. Jeff?
No, thank you.
What do you... What?
I'm trying to think of a Sandra Bullock movie right now.
Yeah, just give me another one.
You sure you don't want to debate whether or not it was in Minions for another 10 seconds?
She was, you know, the villain in Minions.
Oh, was she in...
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Oh. Oh, wait.
I don't know.
Oh, wait. One's coming to me. Oh. Oh. Are you done?
School Ties.
That's no, just I'm a
out.
Guess.
Yeah, no, I'm out. But okay. School Ties has people in it that you don't
she
think.
She was in... Matt she Damon? Was in that thing with Ryan Gosling where he was a murderer.
Oh, Murder by Numbers.
Murder by Numbers, yeah.
That's what I meant to say.
Her new one is called Our Brand is Crisis.
Wolves of K Street.
And what else did we miss?
Yeah.
2 weeks notice.
2 weeks notice.
2 weeks notice. Forces of nature.
Of course, crash. Forces of nature.
The crash.
Crash. Crash. All about Steve.
Oh. All about Steve. The net.
The net.
The net.
The net.
Romulus.
Did while you were sleeping.
A Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Somebody said Speed 3. That was funny.
What was the subtitle of... Armed and Fabulous. That's a tough one to come up with.
Two lady
cops. Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous. Fuck you, people who put up the letters on marquees. So Jeff won again, though. Jeff managed to last longest. What about incredibly close and extremely uncomfortable? I can never get the right title of that movie. Extremely close and incredibly loud. Okay. Sandy was in that. And there's probably another one we're missing, right? Judge Dredd,
the
original. Judge Dredd.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
You're just confusing that with Demolition Man.
Oh.
But I love that you said Judge Dredd and threw in the original.
Well, it's not the original because the second one was just called Dredd.
In case we thought she was Olivia Thirlby in the new Judge Dredd. What?
The second one was just called Dredd, so it wasn't...
Right,
there's not two movies called Judge Dredd.
Was she in Blue Chips? I don't know. Never mind.
I liked that it was called Dredd because it's in 3D and Dredd has 3Ds. Some deep shit, you guys. I like to make people think. Think things like, what's he talking about? Let's play the reverse Malton. It's like old school Leonard Maltin game, but in reverse. We're taking it up a notch by going backwards. Jeff gets to start us off. Then we're going to go to Emma. Then we're going to go to Jacob. And Jeff gets to pick between three movie titles. Then I will tell you all how many actors and actresses Leonard lists in that film that he chose. Of course, he'll pick the one that he thinks he knows the most names from. And then he'll start the bidding. How many names he thinks he can name that Leonard name, not necessarily in the same order. Jeff, would you like... This is interesting, the coincidences that happen. The Cincinnati Kid. Disney's The Kid. Or The Kids Are All Right. Which one of those do you know the most or any of the actors?
I'm going to say the Kids Are All Right.
Okay. Cincinnati Kid, of course, Steve McQueen and Anne Margaret. Disney's The Kid, Bruce Willis. Kids Are All Right, Leonard lists 9 names. How many of the 9 actors in The Kids Are All Right? From 2010, A Space Odyssey.
2.
Strong opening bid.
Well, I thought you made up Cincinnati Kid. And I only knew one name from...
You've never even heard that there's a person from history named the Cincinnati Kid?
Nope.
Is Original Cincinnati a real movie? I haven't heard of that either.
What?
Is Original Cincinnati, that's a movie? That's a real movie?
Yeah, no,
Original Sin.
Sin, oh.
Cincinnati. Now you get it.
I didn't even know there was a movie
All
called
this
Original
time,
Sin.
You thought there was a movie called Original Cincinnati?
It wasn't my turn, and I just kept going. I didn't know there was a movie called Original Sin either.
There is with Angelina Jolie and Antonio Banderas.
Oh, okay.
Banderas.
I only watch him in Spy Kids movies.
What about Assassins? Assassins.
That's all, yeah.
What about Puss in Boots?
Is that the Nasonex bee?
It is.
Is the Nasonex bee okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is that a real bee, Emma? How many of your bees in your hives at home tell you how to avoid seasonal allergies?
What about the Honey Nut Cheerios bee? Does that bother you?
You guys are making me blood red mad right now. Some things are funny to joke about, and some things are serious business, like bees.
Jeff says two names, Emma. Can you name three or more people from The Kids Are All Right? If not, you could just ask Jeff to do it. Hope he screws up. You know he doesn't know much.
Well, you did ask me where the water in fountains came from the other day, so I'm gonna.
We were in California and they were complaining about the drought and the house had a fountain. It was like, why the fuck, where's that water from? Seemed like a reasonable question, but then you had your answer was like, oh, okay, yeah, I'm dumb.
All right, so do I just say name it then? Because I think I can only
do
two.
Yeah, if you don't think you can do it, yeah.
I think I can only do two.
He could screw it up. I could see him doing that.
It's
a movie I don't think he's seen.
Nope. Annette Bening and Julianne Moore.
That's correct. All right, Jacob, we're going to bring you into this. Let me just edit. Let me get rid of Cincinnati Kid. Good to know you. Disney's the kid. That was a tough one, Jeff. That was a hard to pick between, so good job.
Thank you.
People listening are be like, what is happening?
Why Jeff is taking his dick out whenever that happens like that? To those listening at home.
Hey! Like when you first said, I was like, yeah, they're all cheering. And then I was like, wait a second, they're all laughing. Hang on, Jacob. I'm not doing that, listeners.
Nope, his dick is totally not out.
Well, I'm not taking it out.
It's as far from out as a dick can be.
It's in. The dick is in.
Hey, you stop too, man. Is there any way we can stop
talking about
my dick?
Yeah, seriously, no more dick or bee talk. all right, Jacob, you get to choose between three movies. Would you like Clue? Clueless? Or Less Than Zero? Clue? Clueless or Less Than Zero? All from a long time ago.
I'm going to go.
Some 80s, some 90s.
Less Than Zero, 3.
What a second. You said which one you're going to do and bid already when I didn't even tell you how many names. Leonard List. I was almost going to go for that joke, sir. Leonard lists 7 names, and you're saying you can name 3. Just like that, just 3. Emma?
Shouldn't it be Jeff? I think it's Jeff's. Doesn't it go in a circle?
It changes around, though, each time.
Shit. Okay, then I'm sorry to do this again, but name it.
Don't be sorry.
Okay.
I think you have a chance here, but he also seemed pretty confident.
I'm going to go Andrew McCarthy, Jamie Gertz, and Robert Downey Jr.
Those are all correct. If you had to name a fourth, who would you say?
James Spader.
Yeah, you could have gone four. Yeah. You gave a conservative bid there.
Harry Dean Stanton.
No. No, Tony Bill, Nicholas Pryor, and the seventh of the seven names. Now I kind of want to go back and watch this movie just to pick him out. Brad Pitt.
Really?
What? Yeah.
That's shocking.
I didn't know he was in that.
Somebody booing?
He might just booing he might Brad just Pitt. Have a couple of, you know, couple of lines or something. He says, Leonard Maltin says, Robert Downey Jr. is exceptional as a wealthy addict. Like all he had to do is show up each day. Here I am, wealthy addict.
Hey, there's a chance Robert Downey Jr. didn't know he was in a movie.
James Spader is creepy as a drug-dealing slug. Leonard thinks he's a slug. Nihilistic novel about young, disengaged L.A. have-it-alls.
It has that amazing Bangles song, which is sort
yeah,
of an
their
almost
cover
Cincinnati
of Garfunkel
tie-in.
And, I mean, Garfunkel and Simon's. Almost said Garfunkel and Oates. Simon and Garfunkel's...
Hazy Shade of Winter.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good...
Leaves Are Brown.
It's a jam.
I love it. I love that song. I love...
And the Sky is Gray.
Mm-hmm.
That song. California Dreamin'.
Yeah. Susanna Hoffs is my favorite like voice of all time.
I own the All-Nighter on DVD just because she's in a bikini on the cover.
Yeah. But she's...
Somebody was really excited about Susanna Hoffs.
But have you bought those covers albums she does with Matthew Sweet?
No.
They're really good.
Yeah, she's got a great voice.
Yeah. All right. And the audience is getting their checks. It's getting really got really chatty out there.
I always save my Susanna Hoffs material for the check drop.
Yeah. It's a good time to get into it. No, because nobody's listening. Nobody's listening, nobody cares. Yeah, so Jacob has a point, everybody. We'll start with Jeff this time and then go to Emma again. It's always right at you, Emma. So you got to be ready for it. I hope Jeff trained you well to compete against him. That's kind of unorthodox that he is your mentor and now he's going to try to beat you. Jeff, do you know more actors from Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, or Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, or Broadcast News? Which one of those star-studded productions? I know I'd get confused between who was in which Anchorman.
I don't. I've never seen the second one. Anchorman.
Oh, okay.
The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Full title. I appreciate it.
The Anchorman. Wait.
Leonard lists 9 names. Ooh. Ooh, says the audience. Because somebody here's from Jersey. Ooh. Does it trip you guys out that Cincinnati is on East Coast time? Trips me out, man.
What about
seems
the chili?
Like,
is that
seems
tripping?
Like there's a lot more stuff before you get to the East Coast between here and the East Coast. But maybe it's just me, I guess. You guys are cool with it. At least you don't have to be left out when the TV always says, you know, 7 o'clock, you know, 10 Eastern. 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. And you're like, yeah, we're Eastern. We're in. We made the cutoff.
Wait, when they say that, does that mean it's not showing in the other two time zones?
Yeah, no, the other two time zones can fuck off. We don't give a shit.
All right.
No, it's funny to me. The other two time zones are blown off all the time, and those are the ones that write to me most on Twitter about getting Doug with High when we go live. They're like, but what? I'll go, it's 1:15 Pacific, and they'll go, but what is it Mountain? And I'm like, don't you live there? Aren't you used to having to just add an hour? Doesn't that happen to you all the time?
Well, weed's legal in the Mountain District now.
Yeah, it's true. And I like that you called it the
district.
Mountain District.
I know, why did I say that? I've been watching a lot of Hunger Games.
Hey, I got transferred out of the NYPD when I moved. Now I'm in the Mountain District.
Oh.
Oh. 9 names, Jeff. How many names from Anchorman, the original, colon, Legend of Ron Burgundy, comma, the... How many of those 9 can you name? I'm looking at him and going, really?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. Okay.
All right, I'll go 7.
Well, congratulations, Emma. Because I think this is going to be your chance to bring us to a 3-way tie.
All right, I'm going to say name it.
Yeah, of course you are. He's crazy. There's not a man, woman, or baby in this room that can do that. And yet he's going to go for it. I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong on any of the names until I've heard all 7. And it's just, you know, it's just out of the 9 that Leonard lists. I hope you're keeping that in mind.
Yep.
I hope you're also keeping in mind that the unrated version runs 103 minutes.
That's added that 3
no
extra
reason
minutes.
To worry about that.
Will Ferrell. No, not out loud, dude. With your hands. With your... Yeah. Will Ferrell, Paul Rudd, David Koechner, Steve Carell, Christina Applegate, Fred Willard, and...
Just a second. Can I just say something?
Yeah.
This will be amazing if you pull this off. One more. That was only 5? I thought it was 6-2. Have that lady removed.
She hates Ken Griffey Jr.
He didn't play here that long, dude.
He's from here, though.
One more, Jeff.
Remember the fight scene.
Why are you giving clues, lady? Boo.
I have one question.
Remember the part where he had a jacket on? Stay classy, Jeff. When thinking of an answer. You had a question?
Ben Stiller?
I'm sorry, no. But I'm happy, too. Yeah, you would have had to pull out Danny Trejo, Missy Pyle, or Holmes Osborne. Yeah, I did not think that would happen, but nice try, Jeff. We have a 3-way tie.
Remember the fight scene, you motherfucker.
Yeah, now I'm curious, who's in the fight scene?
Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn. Oh, the fight. I thought there's like a boxing match. There's a ton of people in that fight scene, but that's why, like, when I was first saying Leonard, only list 9 names, don't get crazy, because he doesn't list all the wacky cameos in the fight scene, yeah.
Holmes Osgood. Did you?
Osborne. Holmes Osborne.
I would have been wrong anyway.
Terrific. Terrific actor. He was the dad in Election, and he's been in a bunch of stuff. He's always really good. Missy Pyle, we know her from Galaxy Quest. And the great Danny Trejo, who one time a guy seriously suggested him for Last Man Standing, and I hit him with my microphone. I took it out of the stand and I beat him with it. It's time to play the tiebreaker on Reverse Malton, you guys. This is a rarity. Jeff, you taught Emma well. Emma, you've applied yourself nicely.
Thank you.
Yeah, you don't. Jeff doesn't deserve all the credit for your success. You had to do it yourself. But we're gonna start again with Jacob. You don't get to pick a movie. I'm just going to tell you the fucking movie that I chose. as part because I'm passionate about film.
I hope it's the intern.
And it's a total classic. How many, now, just for fun, Jacob, we saw The Intern yesterday. How many people from the cast of The Intern can you name right now?
I'd say I could probably get 5.
Jeff, how many?
6.
Emma?
Name them.
Name them?
Jeff, name 6 people from The Intern.
Robert De Niro.
Maybe.
Anne Hathaway.
Possibly.
Anders. Home.
Could be.
Adam Devine.
I'm not going to say for sure. Two more.
Asif Manvi and Vince Vaughn.
No and no on those last two, but good job.
How many did I get?
4.
You got 4.
Oh, the first 4 were right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the last 2 were from the internship.
And my buddy,
the internship.
Yes.
Okay, all
my
right.
My buddy Zach Perlman has a big part in it, and Linda Lavin is in it, and...
The lady who played Wonder Woman?
That's Linda Carter. Linda Lavin was Alice. There's a new girl in town, and she's looking good.
Was not looking good in The Intern.
Oh, she's old. Come on.
Come on. Old ladies are so fuckable. You're right, guys. Come on. Get out of here. You wouldn't do that either.
Renee Russo is disgusting. In The Intern.
Yeah, she's good.
Renee Russo. Yeah. That was fun. Side game. But now it's time to get serious. Okay. Jacob, The film is Rudy.
I'm not a big
Rudy. From 1993. Probably not a good idea to bring that up in front of the other contestants. Leonard lists 8 names. How many folks from the cast of Rudy?
Yeah, 1.
Rudy the Rabbit.
1.
How many?
1 name.
He's opening with 1, Emma. Can you name 2?
2.
I probably wouldn't challenge Jacob if I were you.
No, 2. I can name 2.
She says she can name 2, Jeff, from Rudy. What's happening? You know the movie Rudy?
Yeah, I know it. I can name... 5.
Show off. Jacob, what are you going to...
I mean, did Emma...
She did,
yes. Do you
just
want me to say name it since I'm so good?
No.
It comes to you now, Jacob.
Oh, you said 5?
He says 5, yeah.
Oh, yeah, name it. Name them. I had 1. Are you kidding?
All right, Jeff, if you can name all 5, you're going to be our winner. The prize bags are going to go to the person you're playing for. Otherwise, Jacob's our winner. 5 people.
All right.
From
Rudy. Sean Astin, Charles S. Dutton, Rock. Rock. Charles Durning, Vince Vaughn, and Jon Favreau.
I'm sad to say that I think you think Robert Prosky is Charles Durning.
Robert Prosky.
I'm sorry. Or Ned Beatty or Lily Taylor.
Oh, it was Ned Beatty who I thought was Charles Durning.
Jason Miller. Yeah, you could have confused any of them for him. So you got close. You were 1 off. And that means Jacob's our winner.
That's a first. Sorry, everybody. Sorry for beating Jeff.
But Jeff, that was such a valiant effort.
As
a consolation prize, I want you, Jeff, to name the movie that I'll use in the tiebreaker category moving forward. Like, what movie There's a classic that you love that has a lot of, you know, known actors in it.
Jackie Brown.
Oh, okay. Jackie fucking Brown. And of course, if it's on a show where you're a guest, remind me that I got that from you and should probably pick a different movie.
Wait, should I try to name how many people I know from that movie right now? Because it's not that many. I just remember there's a lot of people in it.
Oh, that's good. That's good that you picked it then, because if it comes up when you're on the show, you won't necessarily be a ringer because you were too dumb to pick a movie that might help you down the road on the actual show. You really want to know how many are in it?
Yeah.
How many lists? He lists 11, I think.
Ooh.
No, 10.
Oh, okay. That's a little more.
I might challenge you on this one, Jeff. I'm a big Jackie Brown fan.
Wait, do I have to name
so we're just going
to
play it right now?
Oh, I don't know. I thought we were going to play it. I thought we were going to do it.
Let's do it. It'll be fun for the listeners to hear the same one come up again later and see how other contestants deal with it. It's part of the charm of this show.
Do I have to name all 10 people in Jackie Brown?
No, you just how many can you name?
I'd say 6.
Can you do more than that, Jacob?
I'll try.
He just said he doesn't know any, and then he says he can name 6.
I would try for 7.
All right. And Emma will challenge him to do that.
Name it.
Okay. Emma's really good at this.
She's my favorite guest. Not just on this episode.
We do it ever.
I'm insulting everybody that's ever been on.
7 names, Jackie
she
Brown.
She rocketed to number 1.
Pam Grier, Robert Forster, Chris Tucker, Samuel Jackson, De Niro, Robert De Niro, Bridget Fonda, and give me one more. Give me a sec. Let
me think, Jackie Brown. There's not enough time in the world.
There's not, really?
Yeah,
they're too weird.
I don't think you're going to do it.
They're too weird?
You're just not going to do it.
you just don't believe in me. Robert Forster.
You said Pam Grier.
I said Pam Grier.
You said Sammy Jackson. You said Robert
Full
Forster.
Full name, please.
Samuel L.
There you go.
De Niro.
Samuel L. Jackson, my favorite character in Ted 2.
De Niro. Bridget Fonda.
Yeah, you said De Niro.
I said Chris
the
Tucker.
The intern. You said Chris Tucker. There's 3 names sitting here. One of them's 4th build.
I could have done 7.
One of them. You got one
you
more.
You got one more?
I got one more, yeah.
One of them's 4th build. Fuck.
Doesn't matter, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead, Jeff.
Get it.
What's the 7th?
Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Birdman. Yes. Birdman is the 7th.
What were the other 2? Who were the
Sid Haig and Michael Bowen.
Okay, Keaton was the only one I had a shot at.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you want to just do Out of Sight the next time there's a tie? Since we just did everybody from Jackie Brown.
No, I love that we did that already. It's just going to be loaded in there, and I'll totally forget about it. So Jeff won, right?
No,
Jacob won. Sorry, Jacob. Don't mean to take away your victory. The person Jacob was playing for, come get your prizes.
Master Jedi.
Whoa! Somebody turn around and hold up all your prizes. Everybody take a picture of this guy. We've never had a real Jedi at one of our shows, I don't think.
Hey, that stuff looked like Star Wars, too.
Do you have a Star Wars name for yourself, man? I assume a guy with a robe would have a Star Wars name for himself.
I do.
What is it?
I don't want to say it.
So you have to say it. Say it. Say it or I'm taking
private.
The popcorn back.
It's private.
It's too nerdy.
I'll tell you
no,
mine.
Not,
you tell me yours.
It's not too
nerdy.
Nerdy,
man.
You're in the right place.
Blatto Padé.
Yay!
Wow. You actually made a Star Wars name up.
Blatto Padé.
You actually made up like a new thing. What is that?
Congratulations, Blatto Padé.
Blatto Padé. I don't know what that means.
Padé.
Mine is Jacoby Wan Kenobi.
See, his is real and yours is a joke. I learned my real one. You know, there's a formula for it. I learned mine, but I forgot it.
What's the formula?
you know.
You put your name in a website and it tells you your name. Just, I think it's the formula.
It's just dumb. I think my name's Bento Box.
Yes, Master Pate.
It's the first three letters of your last name. It's the last two, or the first two of your first name.
First three of last, first two and of first. Mine's Bendo something. I was close with Bento Box.
The last name's the first porn star you jerked off to or something like that.
And then the last three letters of the last person you murdered. The city you were born in.
Arnim Kassaw.
So I'm Bendo.
You followed all that?
I'm Bendo Sando or something like that. All right.
No, I can't. I couldn't follow any of that.
I didn't.
I don't know.
I speak Star Wars, and I didn't get that.
Well, and also by winning, you thwarted. I'm not going to say Jar Jar Binks is a shithead, which is what our friend chose for his.
It was great. What was great about it is he wrote on it, "Don't read aloud." Like he's
right. No, they do that because the guests don't know guests. Better. I love that. Yeah, it's confusing. This show's not easy to be on. But you did it, Jacob. Yeah. What do you got to plug? Let's do some Doug's plugs.
I'm gonna be in San Diego on October 21st at a place called something the Wood in San Diego.
Really?
October 21st, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That sounds neat.
It'll be fun.
So you just have one more gig and then you're gonna wrap it up.
Retiring.
Gonna retire.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Jacob Sirov, everybody. Emma Arnold, my favorite guest of all time, is currently touring with Jeff Tate, in case you thought it was another Jeff that's not on the stage right now. And what's the tour called, Emma?
Make the Rounds.
Make the Rounds tour. So I got a hashtag Make the Rounds.
Yep, we have a hashtag Make the Rounds. And then you can find more information on justanotherclown.com, which is Jeff's website, or mine, which is Emma Arnold Comedy, under our dates.
Thank you, Emma. Great job.
Thank you.
Jeff Tate.
Everything Emma said, plus buy some stuff because we have donations that go to the speakersilence.org. And I'm in Appleton, Wisconsin at Skyline Comedy Club the Friday, Saturday after Thanksgiving. And that's it. Surprise, Doug. I did them fast this time. Oh, West Lafayette, Indiana, tomorrow night. Sunday.
I'm glad I didn't start talking because it's just, you can't just not throw in another thing. At least that time we didn't cut each other off.
Well, Graham was my mentor.
That's the thing. I think with Reverse Malton, the one thing that everybody I should really teach them is that you should pretend you know more names than you do and then work it that way. You know, but then I guess you could get stuck if you sound too cocky. You know what I mean? If you're like, oh, I got this, I'll just say one for now.
Yeah.
That might psych everybody out. Like you could name more, but you're just starting with one rather than there's only one name I know. And that's why I bid one name. Could make the game more exciting. I don't know. It's a dying game either way because the Malton app is dead, and so I'm just scraping up anything I can from it. Last Man Stand's going to take over as the major game on the show, I think. We'll see. It's an evolving 9 years in, you guys. Doug Lowe's Movies for 9 years.
That's Last Man Stanton is the game. It's the game that makes you feel the most stoned. Last Man Standing.
Right, because, well, that's the thing is, like, even someone who's not high, who knows a lot about movies, to just sit there and think of naming other movies by an actor, you always leave out, like, really obvious ones.
Dude, I was telling them, you could say Mark Hamill. I can only come up with two Star Wars movies. And Last Man Standing, it's...
What, you can't say Corvette Summer or Kingsman the Secret Service?
Or Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
No, I can't. I know all that stuff, just not during the game.
That would be a tough one. Mark Hamill.
You guys forgot Wing Commander, by the way.
I didn't forget it.
Sounds like we got a Wing Commander.
He wasn't in Wing Commander. It was Slipstream. I'm sorry. I mixed those up. The shitty stuff. It was Slipstream he was in.
No, it sounds like you forgot Wing Commander.
Yeah. Malcolm, what's his face?
From McDowell.
McDowell was in Wing Commander.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yes, both of them. They were both in Wing Commander. One played wing, the other played commander.
Thank you to Go Bananas. BANANAS. Always a fun venue. We'll see you guys over at McLeavy's Pub after the show. One more group round of applause for Jeff Tate, Emma Arnold, and Jacob Siroff. Doug Loves Movies is coming to Nashville on November 10th, and, you know, just lots of other places. All the time. It's just all over the place. I can't wait to come back to Cincinnati. It's always fun. And as always, people that don't wave when you let them over in traffic are a shithead. And Rob Countryman is a shithead. Nobody?
Once again, today's episode of Doug Loves Movies was brought to you in part by DraftKings. One-week fantasy football at DraftKings means every moment of every game could take you closer to a life-changing payday. Play when you want, pick a new team every time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now, use the promo code MOVIE, and play for free with your first deposit in this Sunday's $1 million fantasy contest only at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky.